Thursday to all my beautiful listeners out there. Whew! It is happening, guys. Summer is coming. You could feel it in the air. I was going to work today and coming home, driving home, I had the windows down. Guys, I'm scared. It is coming. Summer is on its way, and my body is not ready for it yet. Oh, my God. As I eat and drink everything. Yeah, today I have Starbucks with me. I had to get it. Guys, I'm so drained. I don't know why. This morning, I woke up at, so I have to be at work at 8:30, right? I woke up at 7:50, okay? 7:50, I never wake up that late. I'm usually up by 6, because I like a nice morning. A lot of people just could wake up and jump right out of bed and go to work. I like to, wake up at 6. I like to make my coffee, make my breakfast, take my vitamins, just relax. And then, I like to take my coffee, the rest of my coffee that I didn't drink, and, sit down and drink it as I watch TV. And that didn't happen this morning. I woke up so late that I had to jump out of bed. All right, first I thought, I'd work at 8. I don't know why. So I almost fucking died because, oh my God, I'm gonna scream. But I didn't. I have work at 8:30. So I got out of bed. I put on my clothes. And I was like, fuck, I can't even, make my coffee. I can't even make my breakfast. So I said, fuck it, Dunkin'. So Dunkin' Donuts and people from the West Coast, Dunkin' Donuts, other known as Dunkin', is a beautiful coffee shop. There's nothing, no coffee places like this. Dunkin' is life, okay? So get rid of your Starbucks and try something new! As I drank Starbucks today, but it's alright, you guys don't have to know that. I just told you. So I was dead. So I'm like, shit. I'm like, okay, I'm going to order Dunkin'. So Dunkin' has the on-the-go order, which is perfect. I jumped in that shit, and I grabbed it, and I got out. So I was almost late. I was a minute, it was a minute before 8:30, and I clocked in. I was like, thank God. Like, oh my gosh. Because don't you hate that feeling where you're rushing? You're like, oh my God, I'm not going to make it. Oh my God, I'm not going to make it because all the morning traffic and everything. So, whoo, whatever. I'm here. I went. I did. I left. And we're done. So, but it was a very exhausting morning. And then during the day, I was actually fine. I was in shock. I was like up, alert. I'm like, I should be dead right now. But I got more sleep. I got 2 extra hours of sleep. So, but yeah, I'm happy I did it and made it to work on time. And at the same time, I am blessed. Thank you, Dunkin', for that coffee did it for me. It did it for me. It made me stay up all day. I didn't have my coffee in the morning. So thank God I knew Dunkin' was going to be by my side. And that's why it's Dunkin' Donuts. American runs on Dunkin' because it's the truth. It is. So, also, my assistant, I got Chipotle also, so I get to eat that too as we talk. We have a lot to talk about, guys, and this shit is off the walls. The news nowadays, it's just getting worse and worse, and I said I wouldn't talk about the news, and I would just do more of Hollywood, oh my God, the Kardashians, aren't talking to someone, and, because I like that. That's, fun little, stuff to get to get our minds off of the real shit, because I'm just so tired of the real shit, and as probably you are too. So, all right, well, first, let's talk about this Chipotle. Yes! Yes! Chipotle is my life. Oh my God. I'm blessed. Wow. Okay, so hold on, I'm writing shit down. Okay, so in my Chipotle, I go to the counter. They're like, hi, what would you like? So today I actually did a bowl. I usually do a burrito, but I try not to eat breads and any carbs like that. So I just said, oh, a burrito bowl, except for rice. I cannot get rid of rice. So I said white rice, and then I said black beans. I want some motherfucking chicken, and... But I usually get the sofritas. Honestly, the sofritas are amazing. It's like tofu, and I'm obsessed with it. If they made that into something that they sell, I would buy pounds of it. Pounds, because it's so good. But today I'm like, you know what? I want that chicken. Like, sometimes I'm just in the mood for chicken. But usually, like, yes, usually I get sofritas, but usually... Usually, I don't get any meat at all, and I just say, I try to ask for a discount because I'm not getting any meat. I'm like, the fuck is this about? But, yeah. All right, let me get my first bite in. Here we go. Oh, so with my bowl, I will say this, I mix it when it's covered. So I make sure around it is all secured, and I grab it, and I just shake it and mix it, because I honestly feel like that's how Chipotle should be eaten, and not just, like, layers. I don't like that. It's, like, weird to me. So, all right, let me grab my first bite. Chipotle is life. Wow. I love it. And all my Spanish friends hate me for loving it. Because, like, you know, they're always like, that's not real Spanish food. But I'm like, whatever, then make me some food. So, but, yeah, so, let's just get right into this shit, because we have a lot to talk about today. Hold on, let me fix my mic. We have so much, guys, so much. First things first, is we didn't even talk about the Jordan scandal. I didn't even get to discuss that at the Red Table Talk. So I watched it. And to all my friends, I already have the discussion with all my friends, so they know how I feel about this. But I was just kind of like, told you so, you know, because I knew Jordan was right the whole time. I knew it wasn't her. I knew that asshole came right up to her. I just knew it, you know, I knew it. And yes, they're both wrong for her being in that situation and for him doing it. Yes, they are both wrong. And everyone needs to realize that, because everyone's kind of pointing fingers at one person. And that's Jordan. So, thank God for the Smith family, honestly. And she should be grateful. They're actually close family friends, and they've known each other since they were kids. And that's actually how Jordan and Kylie became friends, is because of the Smith family. I'm not crying. It sounds like I'm crying, but I was just yawning. Or no, I was gonna burp, but then I stopped my burping. I don't know what's going on today, guys. Anyway, so yeah, so they were friends, and then they are friends, and they're very close, the family, blah blah blah. And Jordan's dad and Will Smith were, like, in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air together. The dad was, like, a mic setter or something. So, you know, he came close. 8 seasons later. Hello. So, she was honest. She just, you know, she told her story. Not a lot really came out. It was really nothing. And then, so, it was just like, okay, see? Do you guys, like, see now? I mean, maybe there's something into it, but don't you, like, kind of see and realize? So, now, Khloé goes on Twitter and goes, like, it's all Jordan's fault. So, don't try going on social media. So, everyone's like, whoa, 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 whoa. What, bitch? We just watched that video. You shut the fuck up. And you better know who the fuck is really wrong. Okay, that was really me on Twitter, but, you know, I was just, like, disgusted. I'm like, you don't, like, I love, okay, Khloé, like, and all, but, and I love the Kardashians, and when you're wrong, you're wrong. And sometimes you just gotta say, like, you know what, you're right, I'm wrong, I'm sorry. She thought everyone was gonna be on her side. Well, she got a lot of backlash for that because everyone was like, you are so stupid. Why are you blaming her when it's your husband who's hoeing around? And he's still hoeing around. He was just with like two other women the other day. I wasn't going to speak about that on this because, you know, her kid, you know, she has a kid. And, you know, to grow up in this, I guess, society to begin with is very hard. So to have this on top of it is just very hard for a child. And I know this is going to be hard for her, you know, knowing that, you know, this all went down. But, you know, that happened. And he's been with many women. And that's who she has to blame. So she shouldn't even have posted anything, honestly, Courtney. She should have just kind of shut her mouth. But then she kind of made it known. And, like, now it was all over the place. And just shit hit the fan. And, oh my gosh. It was a mess, but, you know, she's trying to be strong. You know, that's what she's really trying to do, and it's hard. Of course your feelings are gonna come out on the table, even when you're not thinking. You know, so I understand where she was coming from, because she's not really thinking right now, but then later on, she was like, no, I'm sorry, she did not ruin my family, and blah, blah, so, you know, that was good that she wrote that, but I'm just like, this is a fucking mess. So, but, you know, whatever. We'll see what happens. Okay, so, throughout the past months, we've had so many people go into jail, getting arrested in the celebrity world, that I just want a whole section dedicated to people going to jail. So, this is called Jail Talk with George Frank. Oh my gosh, maybe like music or something, I don't know, but guys, we've had so many people go in a motherfucking jail up in here, okay? So first, we have the Giudices from the Real Housewives of New Jersey. He's been in jail for 4 years already. He was supposed to get out March, like, 8th or something, and, like, no one heard anything. Oh, by the way, they're filming as we speak for the new season because they want to see, like, Joe get out, and, like, you know, that's gonna be some filled drama right there. I already know. So, yeah. So, the Giudice, Joe Giudice is still in jail because he's trying to appeal his bullshit that's going on so he doesn't get, like, deported to Italy. And because, like, he's saying he's been a citizen in the country for all these years and it was through his wife that he became a citizen. But I guess he's still, like, honestly, he's legal because he, like, has documentation, but I guess it was expired and he was supposed to redo it or whatever, and he never did. So that's where it gets, like, mofo, you're illegal. So then he did this on top of that. So now it's like, okay, you gotta go. You know, like, it was their excuse to be like, okay, you're gone. So, you know. So they're trying to appeal it, saying, like, he is a citizen technically, which it's true, but, you know. So we'll see what happens with that next time on Jail Talk. This is okay, next. Motherfucking Aunt Becky, okay? My Aunt Becky from Full House is going to jail. She's going to fucking jail. Oh my God. So anyway, Lori Lulin, I don't even know her name. She surrendered to the FBI today. Well, Wednesday, for the college admission scandal. Okay, let's talk about the college admission scandal. It is a fucking wreck, okay? And I'm not gonna say it. Don't say it, George. Don't. There. So with the college scandal, is what's happening is that there are kids, there are parents that are paying colleges, like, triple the amount, or, like, whatever, just so they could get their diploma from big schools. Wow, cool, awesome, but now you're caught, okay? I wish I could do this. Honestly, I would just give my, just get me a loan, get me a fucking loan, and I will give that money up so I could get my degree. Okay, so I could just work already in psychology. Like, you know, like, it's a mess. And you know, these kids are so lazy nowadays that the parents are like, it's okay, we are gonna do this, you're gonna be a good white kid, you got this, and it can't work that way, Becky. It can't. It's not how the world works. How is your child gonna get a fucking degree in a doctor bullshit? And she hasn't had any experience? That bitch is gonna come pop my fucking pimple? And she's gonna what? Do what? She has no experience. This makes me really mad because as a kid going to college, seeing this is gross. And I'll joke about it and, you know, all that. But in all seriousness, I'm disgusted. The fact that these people would do this. And they do this. And, you know, there has been speculation of people that I even know that have done this. You know, like, people graduating before me, that's a little weird. Like, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, you know. So, anyways, shut up. So, it's a mess, okay? And she's probably going to jail because they said this is one of the biggest scandals they've ever had. And it's been multiple. Oh my God, I don't know what happened. It, like, cut off. So, anyway, I think I clicked the button. But I needed a rest anyway, so it was good that it stopped. But I gotta drink my fucking coffee. I'm talking too much. So, yeah, that's a disaster. See, that is someone who should be going to jail for a very long time, okay? Not Jesse Schmolter, okay? Then this is our next person who is on, who is a part of Jail Talk. So, Jesse, there has been reports of him possibly going to jail for up to 64 years. Are you kidding me? Okay, I know what he did. I know this is, it's really bad, you know, what he did. But come on, 64 years. I know they're trying to make an example of him because they want, you know, they're trying to make an example of him, honestly. They want people to know, like, don't fuck with the system. As we saw with the Giudice family. I don't think he, with Joe, I don't think he did anything wrong, honestly. He is doing what the American dream is meant for. And that's making money in life. So you don't do your taxes. So the government could take our money, right? But if we don't give the government money, that's a big no-no. But they're allowed to steal from us. So what the Giudice family did is they stole from the government and kept their money. So I don't think they did anything wrong. This bullshit. I'm so over the scam likely, okay? I'm so over it. Scam. Hello? Stupid scams. So now, like, on all of our phones, it says, like, scam, like, likely scam or whatever. Like, if it's a scam, it's so funny. But, it's just, like, seriously, it's, you know, he shouldn't go to jail for that long, 64 years, though, with Jesse. You know, he should be, I mean, I don't know, like, jail time? Like, really, jail time? Like, I know, listen, I'll be the first one to know he was wrong, and it's disgusting what he did, and, you know, it was kind of that thing with what's her name? Tyra Banks. Like, we were all rooting for you, you know, and then you would pull this shit, so, I mean, shit. Stuff's not in stone yet about what's going on with it, so it's still, oh my God, now I'm burping with the what is this called? Coffee. Oh, if you guys want to know, I always get at Starbucks a grande iced coffee with 6 pints of caramel syrup and cream. Ayo. So I don't know. We'll look more into that, guys. But this is just a wreck. And then last, we have R. Kelly. R. Kelly, who is in jail, and then, like, $100,000 was his bail, and some, these, like, ladies, like, bailed him out or whatever. Now everyone's, like, freaking out about that, like, they bailed him out. They're like, why, like, what? So then, like, he goes on that, you know, interview with Gail King. Beautiful Gail King just chilling there. Is she an Aries? Did I look this up last week? Gail King. Is she an Aries? Because she was my God, she's not an Aries. She is a She was born in December, so what sign is that? December. Oh my gosh, she was born the 28th. I would have New Year's parties every year. What is she? Hold on. Oh my god, hello. Do the thing. Zodiac. Capricorn. That's what they are. I don't really know too much about Capricorns. But I don't know. I think they're just moody. But anyway, so I'm very into zodiac signs, like Aries. Like, I'm an Aries, so, you know, we're very strong, but we could be very low at times. And we really go through a lot of mood swings. And that's true, okay? That is 100% true. Because my dog Winston is a Aries, and that's exactly how he is. So, like, that kind of, like, made it clear, like, that this shit is real, you know, to me. But so whatever, guys, we'll see. But yeah, Gail King was like amazing. She was just chilling there like, you gotta relax. And he's like, you don't know what they're doing to me. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, this has to end. And then, like, the girlfriend that's like 17 is on the TV saying that he didn't take her against her will, and that her parents are just want money for this. And I'm like, what money did they get? Like, I need to know what kind of money they got up in here. Okay, next, so we have exclusive information. So Gaga posted this tweet yesterday. So rumors were speculating, like, is Gaga pregnant? Is it Bradley's baby, or is it her ex-fiance's baby? And I'm just like, shut up, she's not pregnant. Like, she has a 2-year residency in Vegas. Do you think she's really gonna get pregnant at this time? So She tweeted, rumor is I'm pregnant. Yeah, I'm pregnant with LG6. And that's how she said it. So LG6 meaning the 6th album of Lady Gaga. So this will be her 6th album coming out. So guys, it looks like we are getting a new album from her. And any new people that are, you know, into her now, you guys get to hear this music of her. And yeah, I'm excited. So also, Diplo, which is a DJ, he posted on his Instagram too, like, something about being pregnant for Gaga or something. And then you have Blood Pop, which he's the one that wrote Is It Too Late Now to Say Sorry, that one by Justin Bieber. And, like, he also has been working with Gaga for years now. And so he wrote something too. And then, oh my god, who else? Someone else did. Anyway, so, my god, wait, who is the other person? I'm forgetting. Oh, and then she followed Rihanna, okay? Now, for the people who don't know Gaga like I do, Gaga does not follow just anybody, okay? She's not gonna just follow you because she feels like, oh, you were nice to her. No. On Instagram. Twitter, she will. Twitter, she even follows the one and only me. She follows me. But anyway, so on Instagram, she only follows people she collaborates with or thinks is, like, hilarious and, like, will follow. So, or that dog Turbo. She follows that dog Turbo. So anyway, she started following Brianna. Okay? If that doesn't mean collaboration, I don't know what does. So I'm very excited for that. They've always wanted to collaborate. And Rihanna always said how she loves Gaga and that she wanted to collaborate. So if that could happen, that's a number one single right there. So I'm excited for it. And I know it's going to be good, I think. The thing is with Gaga, you never know with her. She changes so much that every album, if you go through her whole list of albums, if you listen to it from the first one to this most recent one, you're going to be like, what the fuck? Because it's so different. She does not move with the times. The times move with her. You know, that's truly how I feel about this, because now we're going into a time where music is slower and you know, more low beat or, like, whatever. So now with her new album, maybe it's gonna be high pop, and maybe pop will come back. So, you know, we don't know until she comes. But so thank you everyone so much for listening to this podcast in full. And if you guys do listen to this in full, I want to thank you because I'm a lot. So catch me next week. We might have a special guest for you guys. I'll tell you throughout the week if it is happening. If not, have a great weekend, everybody. Okay, bye.